Paragraph 6 reads, as if to highlight arguments about the limitless grandeur of the gender reveal party, a Dubai-based family with over 7.5 million subscribers on YouTube staged a reveal using the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa. The family faced heavy criticism not only because the event coincided with fires in America, but because it was estimated to cost over $100,000 to pull off. While the family claims they did not pay for the event out of pocket, their made-for-TV spectacle proved that extravagant parties are far from abating.
So, also recently was this gender reveal party in Dubai that really highlighted the limitless grandeur of this genre of parties. So grandeur is just impressiveness. So there was this family based in Dubai that has over 7.5 million subscribers on YouTube, and they staged a gender reveal using the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa, and after this, they faced a lot of heavy criticism because, well, it was happening when the fires in America were happening, especially the one that happened because of a gender reveal party. And it also was because it cost over $100,000 to pull off, and so to pull off is to achieve, to do, and so they spent over $100,000 on this one party.
And they claim they did not pay out of pocket, just meaning from their own source of money, meaning that they must have raised the money, maybe from their fans. Kickstarter, something like that. Their made-for-TV spectacle proved that these extravagant parties were far from abating. Or to abate just means to disappear slowly or to go away. So it just proved that these people were willing to continue pushing this even further.